He's going to be talking about yield and crude protein responses of eastern gamma grass to nitrogen under two harvest systems. Joe?
Let's see. If my co-author, I see my co-author's here, so he can keep me straight. He can answer the hard questions. Eastern gamma grass, I expect this audience is all familiar with eastern gamma grass, native warm season perennial, considered to have high forage quality, at least it's very palatable. It appears to have some productivity potential, but with some management objectives that we're going to look at. Want to look at whether nitrogen would increase it. We're going to look at whether cutting it once or twice. Some people think that if they cut a grass like that twice, they can increase their yield. And along with that, we're looking at application methods. We've found that tall fescue responds to subsurface application of nitrogen. We started out with an established stand of peat eastern gamma. We have a silted clay loam with a clay pan subsoil. In our part of the state, that's a limiting factor. We burned and fertilized it with P and K each spring at those rates. We use UAN liquid, 28% nitrogen. We cut it with our flail harvester at 10 centimeters, which is a little lower than we'd like to see it, but that's about as good as we can adjust that. That's about as high that we can get good adjustment with the Carter. So we set this up as you see, we had the three N rates. We'd like to have had more, but we didn't have space for it. The broadcast method, we used flood jet nozzles, knifing it at 10 centimeters, that's 4 inches. We used narrow shank anhydrous knives. It's about a 15-inch spacing. The one cut was when traditional native grasses are cut in our area. They usually wait till 4th of July, and so we, during that time to the middle of July, we cut our one-cut system. In the two-cut, we took the first one in late June, and then the second one mid-August, usually very close to August 15th. I might say that when we applied these nitrogen rates, that we really did have a treatment on the zero nitrogen. That is, they received water by the same methods, you know, the knifing or whatever it was, the same as the ones that received nitrogen. And I might also mention that the same plots were used. We worked on this for about 10 years, but same plots every year. Analyzed it as mixed model with reps as random. Now we had. I'm going to show you today 4 years of nitrogen application. I'll get into more. That's why those particular years as we go. Applied it 4 years, and then we also looked at the first year after nitrogen application. Then we're looking at forage yield and crude protein. I might mention that the more detailed look at yield was published in Grass and Forage Science in 2008. And we were going to try and look more detail at the nitrogen factors for reason you'll see in a little bit, but decided we'd go ahead and need to get started and work up the quality data. So we did have a year response with nitrogen rate. I'm showing you the factors of the two cutting systems as well as the nitrogen for the years that we actually applied nitrogen. Let's see if I can show this. So anyway, the one-cut systems are the solid bar. Two-cut system is the combination. Total height would be total yield. First cut, the solid bar. Second cut, the hatched bar. You can see that we did get a response. I'm going to, rather than put all the A's and B's on these bars, just to summarize it for you. Looking at the, I want to back up one. Okay, I want to look at total yield first. First thing I want to say is those graphs didn't show any effect of placement because there wasn't any. We didn't show any effect of whether it was knifed or whether it was broadcast. The two-cut system was better yielding than the one-cut only in 1 year. That happened to be the 2004, I think it was. We did have that interaction mostly because of a magnitude of response, and a lot of that, of course, was dictated on the type of year that we had, how much, what our total yield was, or potential. The 50 kilo effect was an increase in yield each year over the control, averaging to 42%. The 100 kilo rate gave us an increase in yield each year over the 50 kilo rate, averaging 22%. So it wasn't quite a linear response, which we were glad to see. Probably would have gotten a response beyond 100, but we don't know how much, since that's as far as we went. But we had started getting into decreasing returns at that point. Okay, I got to go the right way. Okay, looking at the yields by cuttings. Again, no effect of placement. The interaction for cut one of both systems was because of the response magnitude. Again, I mentioned it earlier for total. Second cut of the two-cut system showed no rate response in two out of the 4 years. In one of the two, it had the 50 and the kilo both increased the yield over the control, but in the other year, each added increment increased yield, just as the total had. Go down, right? Okay. In 1995, we were planning to get another year of fertilization data. However, we were prevented from applying nitrogen, and so I said, well, let's just continue the experiment anyway. And lo and behold, we found out we had what I would call a carryover response. So that's what initiated this the second part of that study. The 1995 gave us a response, even though we hadn't given it any nitrogen treatment at all. So we followed that up with 2 years more. In 96, we got very little effect, and in 97, no effect. So then we started over in 98 and applied the nitrogen again, did a year follow-up. In 2000, and we applied nitrogen again, did the follow-up in 2001. So this is a year of follow-up. This is carryover nitrogen only. It's not been treated at all that particular year. So those are the yields, and I'll summarize them for you. Total yields. We did get a placement response. 14% greater than the broadcast, and it wasn't an interaction, so that meant that the knife alone had a little bit of effect. The one-cut system was greater in yield than the two-cut system in two out of the 3 years. The nitrogen rate by year interaction was because only in 99 did all three rates separate out. The 100 kilo rate was always greater than the control. The 50 kilo rate was equal to the 100 in 95, and it was intermediate between the two in 2001. By cutting, that knifing response only showed up in the first cut, 12% increase. In the one-cut system, both nitrogen rates increased yield over the control, but they didn't differ in, they didn't differ from each other. In the first cut of the two-cut system, the yield was increased by each added increment, but in the second cut, there wasn't a response. Okay, we looked at forage quality factors. I'm going to show you the crude protein data. As you can see, the one-cut system gave us a response at the higher rate. Two-cut system, first cut showed the response fairly dramatically, not as quite as much in the second. To summarize it, in the one-cut system, the concentration of the 100 kilo rate was greater than that of the 0 and 50, but those two didn't differ. No other factors affected crude protein. In cut one of the two cut, knifing increased crude protein in 2 out of the 4 years. In cut one again. The interaction in cut one was because crude protein was affected by each in rate each year, but the 50 was equal to the 100 in 94 and similar to control in the other years. But the 100 kilo rate was always greater than the control that got no nitrogen, even in the follow-up years. Oh, that's the year of follow-up fertilization. Okay, cut two, the 100 kilo rate was greater than the other two. Okay, now follow-up year. A bit surprising, we had the reverse trend on our follow-up year. The control was higher than the high-end rate on the one-cut system. Two-cut system, first cutting showed the same thing, second cutting showed no difference. In the one-cut system, cut one, the crude protein concentration of the zero rate was greater than that of the 100 with 50 kilo rate intermediate. No other factors affected those crude protein in those two cuttings. In the second cutting, we didn't have anything that affected crude protein concentration. So in conclusion, Eastern Gamma Grass exhibited positive responses to nitrogen application for yield and crude protein concentration to rates of at least 100 kilos per hectare, probably beyond that. The response is usually carried over into the subsequent year. Knifing showed no effect except in the subsequent year in some of the things, especially the first cutting. And the two-cut system didn't offer any yield advantage, but did result in a higher crude protein. Questions?
Do we have any questions? You applied the 100 rate of nitrogen in one application. Is that
yes.
Right?
I would imagine so, but as you can see from those data, usually the second cut was limited by moisture in our area.